Back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're coming back to Wisconsin. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, here's a story that'll make you laugh. I didn't believe it. Reminds me of the song. Remember the song, "My Boyfriend's Back and There's Gonna Be Trouble. Hey la, hey la, your boyfriend's back." Putin's mistress is a woman named Alina Kabaeva. And she had a boyfriend. Maybe she still has a boyfriend other than Putin, which is a very dangerous idea in Russia, especially today. If Putin is willing to bomb children's hospitals and civilians and moms and little kids trying to flee the bombing in Ukraine, what do you think he'll do to his mistress's boyfriend? His mistress is a woman named Alina Kabaeva, K-A-B-A-E-V-A. She's a gymnast. She's also a contortionist. I think she has rubber bones. I'm not kidding. I've seen her perform and on video. And in it, there's one performance where she's on her stomach, kind of peering out with her hands on her chin. And there are two ankles right next to her ears. And at first I thought she was doing this between Putin's feet, and it turns out they were her own ankles. So let me tell you something. You try that right now. Get down on the kitchen floor and try to put your ankles right next to your ears, for God's sake. Try it. Try to put one ankle next to your ear. Now try to get both ankles next to your ear. Lie on your stomach and prop up your chin with your hands. That's nasty. I mean, it's really nasty. I mean, Putin's proclivities are his own business, but for the love of God. Anyway, Alina Kabaeva is an attractive woman and young, and he's old and kind of gnarly, grizzly looking. And so she has a boyfriend. His name is Shalman Musulari. I'm not sure. He may be a Chechenian. I don't know if he's a Chechenian, but the truth of the matter is Putin doesn't like him. Well, how bad does Putin not like him? Because that can be fatal if Putin doesn't like you. Here's how bad Putin doesn't like him. A Russian court at Putin's direction issued felony warrants against him for fraud, undefined fraud, and, quote, sabotaging Russian Arctic bases. I don't know, frankly, if Shalman Musulari has ever been to the Arctic, frankly. And I don't know what bases they have. They have ships that go through the Arctic Ocean. But they just cook something up. You know, they just mimic Western norms. They'll have a trial. They'll have prosecutors. The thing was cooked up in the parking lot. You know, this was cooked up in the parking lot. The judges handed the indictment beforehand and says, this is what you're going to convict him of. Guy will come in and say, I'm innocent. I've never even been to the Arctic. I wouldn't know an Arctic base from a ham sandwich. I didn't sabotage anything up there. Too bad, so sad. And you know, when it comes to financial fraud, tell me what, you know, I have a checking account, I pay my bills, I work, and I have no investments. I'm sorry, you committed massive fraud 15 years. This is the kind of stuff that happens. Anyway, Shalman Musulari is on the run. And I'd be on the run too, quite frankly, if I were in his position over there. He's an idiot if he stays there, but of course no country wants him. Why would they want him? Well, Alina Kabaeva somehow has mollified Putin, and she is still his mistress. But the West has information that he is laundering some of his assets through her so that they do not get seized. Now, remember, he and the oligarch stole over $1 trillion, about 80% of Russia's net wealth over some years. He's the wealthiest guy in the world, supposedly, wealthier even than Elon Musk. And Elon Musk is worth about $250 billion. So where'd Putin get all this money? He got it by stealing. Where did he steal it from? He stole it from the Russian treasury. He did it through a series, many, many ways of doing it, but one was the military, the big defense budget. What he would do, and this is one reason they're doing so badly in combat in Ukraine, is he would have defense money put in his banking account, and they would generate false fraudulent invoices for tanks, guns, missiles, vehicles. And so somebody at an outpost somewhere is supposed to get 100 missiles. He get 10 missiles. He'd say, where are the other 90? Well, I don't know. They got lost. But there was an invoice for 100 missiles. And the money goes into Putin's account and some of the other oligarchs' account. Generals and admirals get a slice. A lot of the people in the army know that their own general's a crook. And in the Navy, their admiral's a crook, sucking up some cash that should have gone into their infrastructure, which is why in some cases they have killed their commanders in Ukraine. The Russians have. Another one, some of them are shooting themselves in the leg with Ukrainian ammunition to make it look like they're wounded in combat, so they don't have to put up with this anymore. They'll shoot themselves in the fleshy part of the calf. Now, but Alina Kabaeva had up till now not been subjected to sanctions. And so she can have a $200 million apartment condo in London. She can have a yacht. She can have bank accounts in Switzerland, which the Swiss are terrible. The Swiss are very secretive. And I have absolutely no confidence that they are enforcing the sanctions against the Ruskies. But she can have bank accounts all over the place and nobody says anything. And of course, they're Putin's bank accounts and he's out to murder her boyfriend. Well, the UK, just before the weekend, finally sanctioned her. Everybody been afraid to sanction Alina Kabaeva. Why is that? I mean, they sanctioned Putin, for Pete's sake. They sanctioned his daughters. His daughters, that's who they sanctioned. One daughter was living in the Netherlands, the other one in Lugano, Switzerland, and they drove them out, and now they're back with the Ruskies in Moscow, Russia. And they sanctioned them so he wouldn't use them as conduits. But they were afraid that if you sanction a guy's mistress, he may get mad. Oh, really? Well, so what? You think he's not mad right now? He's not mad right now? You got to stand up to guys like this. You can't go, oh, I'm afraid he's going to make him mad. He'll just threaten more. Well, the UK, the English, finally came out and they sanctioned Alina Kabaeva, and they will seize any asset that she has in London, England. It's about time. It's about time that the United States sanctioned her. So what? Does she have an apartment on Fifth Avenue in New York? Does she have an estate in Palm Beach? I don't know where she has her stuff. How about bank accounts? Shut it down. Alina Kabaeva, the gymnast, the contortionist with the rubber bones, she didn't just amass a couple of $100 billion on her own. You see what I'm saying? She did not amass $100 billion on her own. And she didn't even get it given to her by Putin. Putin's using her. He's used her for a long time. He is using Alina Kabaeva. And that is what he's doing. And the UK sanctioned her. How about the EU sanctioning her? The UK is no longer in the EU, although they're in NATO. They got out of the EU stupidly, an election that didn't legally have to be even conducted, where the Ruskies hacked into it like they hacked into our 2016 election and distorted it. And as a result, there are all these problems over there, and there are problems in Northern Ireland with the UK up to their old tricks. They're all venomous tricks there. As long as they were in the EU, everybody is fine. Get back in the EU, you idiots. Well, but in any event, here's what they did. Here's what they did. They sanctioned her. They sanctioned Alina Kabaeva, the mistress of Vladimir Putin. How about the rest of the EU doing it? The EU do it. How about requiring our allies to do it around the world? Do not let her have a bank account anywhere. Do not like her. Let her have a yacht anywhere, and don't let her have a condo anywhere. She doesn't go to any of these things. They're Putin's. She is Putin's conduit. And the boyfriend, I could care less about the boyfriend, but I will say, it reminds me of a man confide, never be found, have no fear of the baying hound, but he better keep a moving and don't stand still. If the skeeters don't get him, then the gators will. Skipping like a frog through the slimy bogs, skipping like a dog through the Everglades. If they find him in the Everglades, arrest him. All right, we're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.